Lesson 1. The Trail of Tears. The original inhabitants of what is now Kentucky and Tennessee were an industrious people who lived mainly by hunting and farming. They were called Cherokees by the Europeans who first made contact with them after settling along the East Coast in the early 1600s. These first meetings between European traders and Cherokees were friendly, but were to have devastating consequences for the Native Americans later. The Europeans brought goods for trading, but they also brought smallpox, a disease that had been unknown in North America before their arrival. This disease left the body covered with sores and was often fatal. In 1745, a smallpox epidemic struck the Cherokee people and killed more than half the population. And that was just the beginning of the Cherokee people's woes. The United States government recognized the Cherokee Nation as a separate country and acknowledged its right to sign treaties or legally binding agreements with other countries. In treaty after treaty, the Cherokees gave more and more of their land to the United States government in return for the right to evict anyone who settled illegally on the remaining land. But settlers ignored these agreements and continued to move onto Cherokee land. The United States government did not even pretend to be impartial in the disputes that arose as a result. The appeals of the Cherokee leaders fell on deaf ears, and the theft of their land continued unabated. By 1828, the Cherokee Nation was one-tenth the size it had been 100 years earlier. In 1835, an agent of the United States government persuaded 20 Cherokees to sign one final treaty. According to its terms, the Cherokee would get $5 million for leaving the last of their land and moving almost 1,000 miles west. The Cherokee signers had no authority to act for the entire Cherokee Nation, but this fact was brushed aside as irrelevant by those in the government who wanted the land. The Chief Justice of the United States declared the agreement a sham. His opinion infuriated President Andrew Jackson, who replied, "The Chief Justice has made his decision. Now let him enforce it." Precisely 2 years after the signing of the agreement, on the orders of the president, 2,000 heavily armed United States soldiers arrived and drove the Cherokee families from their homes. Nearly 20,000 people were forced to trek more than 900 miles west into what is now Oklahoma. They went mostly on foot, and it has been estimated that about 4,000 Native Americans died on the journey, which became known as the Trail of Tears. In a sense, though, the Cherokees had traveled an even longer and even more sorrowful trail, a journey in time that began when the unsuspecting Cherokees first greeted the Europeans as friends.